all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. And good morning. Welcome to American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. Well, we wake up on Monday and we are greeted by a trial victory of Kyle Rittenhouse, something that had captured the audience of America for the last previous month. And I say that it's a very well-deserving acquittal, mistrial of prejudice. We see that the length that the state, the leftist state, will go to try and make a guilty verdict is, it's incredible. It's embarrassing in the realms of applying law. However, I have come to expect nothing less from BLM supporting prosecutors. And Kyle Rittenhouse is a free man, and thank God he is, but how free is Kyle Rittenhouse? He will not be able to escape the crowds. He won't be able to escape the paparazzi. He's not going to be able to escape the people who will want to do him harm still, that are crazed enthusiasts of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Now, something interesting happened over the weekend that we need to talk about. Apparently, Black Lives Matter is really trying to hijack the victory here of Kyle Rittenhouse to say that this was a racially motivated issue and an injustice to the colored people of America. And now we have, I guess, a couple of or several prominent black preachers who are coming out also expressing their disdain with the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, let's speak on ignorance for a second. What happened to Kyle Rittenhouse was nothing to do with race. Kyle Rittenhouse, who is white, was attacked by three white men and by one black man. He was not running around the city, setting cars on fire, or spray painting graffiti on buildings. He was not looting, he was not robbing anyone, he was not attacking anyone. He was there to help protect the innocence of what it means to be an American. The freedom to have a business and not be harassed. And obviously, Americans came out and defended our rights when law enforcement apparently did not do their job for that point. And now, all of a sudden, it's a racial issue. You got to understand, people, that there is always the race card to be played by the left. Obama was spectacular at it. Every single thing that happened that was bad in this country or that ended up becoming a law enforcement incident was racially motivated. Instead of let's thinking that it was criminally motivated, you know, law enforcement, and I don't care what people say, and I'm not going to get on my bandwagon about people who just don't like law, they don't like authority, that's your problem. But for the most part, me being a cop for 10 years, I've met, honestly, maybe two bad cops. Maybe three. Two of them are kicked off the force. One is not far away from it now. And I would tell you this much, the one that I know is a huge BLM supporter. And I'm not going to get into that, but that is an epidemic within law enforcement itself. But what we have is an issue of crime in America that is, it's not being challenged the way it should be. Law enforcement is the beast that is to be set upon the criminals, and it's being chained and held back. And, you know, because of that, everyone puts a really bad light on law enforcement. But I'll tell you this much, if law enforcement would have done their damn job in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kyle Rittenhouse would have never went through any of this. So there are elements of our society that is to blame, and it's not Kyle Rittenhouse. That was a kid who went out and did what he thought was right and got caught up in a mob of criminals attacked by four felons who repeatedly attacked him. One of them was assaulting him with a hard object in the head. And as a former use of force instructor, I'll tell you, as a law enforcement officer, seeing that, that would give me right to use deadly means to stop that attack. Deadly force. We've already ran the use of force scenarios at the academy for that very incident. You don't know when will be the next hard strike that kills that person. So you have a momentary split second decision of what are you supposed to do. And it's also, you know, it's one of those things that's also covered by Tennessee versus Gardner. And I'm not going to get into this on this interview. Podcast. I'm interviewing myself. But let's talk about what is happening. There wasn't very much of a Antifa presence around the country. The riots were very lame. There wasn't anything big that broke out. So thank God I could say that I was right, but I was wrong at the same time, because based off of everything that happened last year, I expected some fireworks this weekend, but thank God nothing happened. You know what that tells me? That tells me that the money tree that paid for all the riots and protests dried up. So the organic leaders of BLM and Antifa are trying to gather enough people together to go out and commit acts of violence, and not really much of it was there. Now, could it have also been that Kyle Rittenhouse was proven to be in self-defense the entire time, and that swayed a general amount of the public's opinion? I think that's a possibility. I think it's a heavy possibility. Irregardless, Antifa, as usual, doesn't have the balls to come out and say or do what they said they were going to do. So that's what we get when we have children that are trying to terrorize America and then led by a group of degenerates. But what happened last night is something that we need to talk more about. So I'm sure many of you are aware of what happened in Wisconsin last night. I'm trying to figure out how you pronounce this. Waukesha Christmas Parade in Wisconsin. A 39-year-old black man ran into a parade, wounding 40, and so far killed 5. Now, this parade appeared to be like a middle school, high school parade. It was a Christmas parade. We've all seen the small town Christmas parades. And, it was very heart-wrenching to watch that video over and over and over again, trying to dissect everything that happened, trying to find every camera angle, just to see how much is there of who the driver was. And pictures have come out. It is this guy. And, this guy that we're talking about, Daryl Brooks Jr., lengthy history in crime, was released from jail 3 days prior with a $500 to $1,000 bond. Multiple time felon. He's also what you would consider to be a black nationalist. He is a Black Lives Matter supporter. He has all kinds of ramblings and murmurings about Malcolm X and all this other type of craziness that's on his Facebook page and Instagram. But for right now, what we're seeing is that he was reportedly fleeing another scene of crime, where apparently he had gotten into a knife fight. There's a lot of them knife fights happening around here in America, isn't there? And so, getting in his vehicle, he pulls up to the rear of the parade and starts to drive through it. I'm trying to walk myself through the videos. And then speeds up and hits a large crowd of children, to include parents as well. Now, even the everyday, worthless piece of crap criminal who is fleeing a crime scene is not going to find himself in the middle of a parade and then plow his way through people without stopping. That is complete malice. And right now we're trying to see if there was any other political motivations going on, if this was something that was motivated by any ideologies that he might have had. He could be pro-Islamic extremist. He could be a deranged individual with a history of mental illness and crime. He could have been a person that had maybe driving under the influence. Could have been a left-wing fanatic who's upset about Kenosha and Kyle Rittenhouse's victory. Or he could have just been fleeing another crime scene and said, screw it, I'm not getting caught today, and drove through a crowd of children. So before everyone jumps on their high horse, right now we already see the hints of race war being spread throughout the Twitter sphere, being spread throughout the internet. And we need to all take a step back and not be led by the nose on this one. Once again, there is a group of people in this country who need civil strife that will cause a civil conflict that will lead to a civil war. And they will use every criminal and every national security incident to bring us into that. And I believe that, and I believe many of you believe that. And the whole goal at the end of the day is to disarm us, to subvert us, and to make us capitulate. Now, this guy, on the other hand, this is a career criminal who should have been locked up. There should have been a tougher sentencing put on a guy like this. And because he was able to be out on the streets, he committed another crime again. 40 people were hurt. So far, 5 people lost their lives. But his didn't. He kept his. It tugs at the heartstrings. But just be smart about your answers and don't send any type of violent reprisals for this. This may have very well been a lone wolf actor. And we just need to wait for all preliminary investigations to come out. So we will understand more about the incident and we'll understand the truth about this suspect. And for right now, we're going to go to a word from our sponsor, Steve Quayle. Before we go there, I'd like to say, please visit stevequayle.com. Check out many of his documentary videos and many of his fantastic books. I've been on one of those expeditions to Peru with Steve and a large group of people. And the type of stuff that Steve understands and talks about when it comes to biblical giants, the UFO stuff, I mean, New World Order stuff. It's crazy, mind-blowing things to sit there and listen to a man who has that much knowledge contained in his head. And Steve's a funny, quirky guy, man. I love that guy to death. So please support him. Go to his website, stevequayle.com. He also sells precious metals. So that's sqmetals.com. So please support him. Check out his great books. Check out his great videos. And right now, I'll stand by for a word from our sponsor.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes, precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. 586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
And we're back. So thank you for joining me on American Vindicta. We're still discussing the attack that happened last night in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I'm going to butcher that word until eventually I get it right. We're trying to find out what the intent of this man was. Was it something that was racially motivated? Was it something that was just, I don't know, bad decision making that led into a heinous crime caused by a career criminal? Was it religious based? Was it politically based? We won't know. Not until all the evidence comes out. And, you know, some people are already saying that this guy is a byproduct of the system. He's a byproduct of the white man system that keeps holding him down. Well, I would agree with you to an extent if you consider that to be the Democrats. Listen, I don't buy into this racial bullshit. And I'm not supposed to cuss very much on this, so I do apologize. But I don't buy into this. I don't play into that. I do not let race guide my politics or guide my tongue. And I don't believe that just because you're black, that your life is set in stone. Your life is not set in stone upon birth. People choose their actions. And if the choice is criminal, well, then there is a litany of excuses. But at the end of the day, they are excuses. We keep inventing reasons to excuse a criminal's behavior. And that goes for everyone. Everyone is held accountable. But pray tell, what is the answer for us when our leaders don't listen to the people? Our justice system fails us more times than not because of extremist ideologies. And also that our nation is being given over to extremist ideologies. The Bible calls these type of things strange fire. You're giving yourself over to the ways of ungodliness. There is very little truth left in this country, and the majority are being suppressed by a minority of elites who control the majority of what we consume, to include the media. Your news, the public intelligence reports, which are the news, TV, God, just look at the amount of garbage that is on TV now. You can't flip through the channel and not find reprobates after reprobates on commercials. As a Christian, I believe we have given ourselves over to a satanical regime. And we did that a long time ago by accepting and allowing things that are ungodly and unholy into this country. Now, I'm not the brightest white of all the wool sheep. I have my stains. And not too long ago, I was not a member of the flock. Not too long ago, I was one of the wolves that you heard growling at the edge of the forest. But now, by the grace of God, by the blood of Christ, I am redeemed, I am reborn, and I am saved. And I am here to fight for my God and for every Christian whose voice is suppressed. We don't need weak-hearted, weak-handed men behind our pulpits who are allowing ungodly, unholy, and unjust things into the house and worship areas of God. When you step into a house of God, you're stepping onto a holy ground. But is it still that way anymore? How many of your churches are allowing just the most rank sexuality or the complete changing of doctrine or not even really teaching the words of Jesus? And some of them not even reading from the book. I digress. Because we've given ourselves over to this new line of thinking, to this new era of thinking, we are lock in step with the New World Order. Now, there are people out there who scoff and say, oh, this guy's crazy. He's talking about the New World Order. He sounds like Alex Jones. Well, I'm not Alex Jones. I'll never be Alex Jones. I'm a completely different animal. But we are joining hand in hand right now with the New World Order. We are following verse by verse of what John the Revelator wrote down thousands of years ago. Every warning that was in Matthew 24. We are seeing it, we are hearing it, we are feeling it. But no one's really believing it. And you have theologies that say, oh, well, all this stuff already happened, and now we're in this point of time in the Bible. Look, I'm not here to argue your theology. I'm telling you the facts of what is happening right now. Our country has given itself over to a satanic rule. From Hollywood on the West Coast to DC on the East Coast. Find me a political leader from the Democrats that at least even admits they're a Christian and acts like it. Because if you support abortion, you're not acting like it. If you support sodomy and the sodomites, if you support the reprobates, I'm sorry, but you're not being Christian. Doesn't mean you can't accept people into your community. Doesn't mean you have to ostracize everybody. But if you believe in the Bible, then believe in the Bible. And vote that way, if that's the way you believe. Because it's our constant chinking away at the pillars and foundations of this country that led us to where we are now. China 10 years ago wouldn't dare come up against the United States militarily. Now they think they can come to our shores and win. They would have never thought that way had America not been weakened from within. And that's what's happened. We have been weakened from within. We accept crime as the new normal. Hey, did you hear about this? It was in California. I'm going to have to find it for you. I'm sure some of you have heard about this already. Let me see. So in California, there was a Nordstrom, which is an outlet store in a mall, that was ransacked by 80 looters in ski masks with crowbars and weapons. Well, a crowbar is a weapon. So you might as well just said weapons. About 80 looters in ski masks ransacked a Nordstrom location outside of San Francisco in a scene described by a witness as insane and like something out of a movie. Well, color me surprised. In San Francisco, there was a mob of deranged people with weapons looting. How's that working out for you, San Francisco? How's that working out for you, California? You proud of where you're from yet? Proud to call yourself a Californian still? Keep voting for the Democrats. They're going to keep promising you crime. And if you're white, they're going to expect you to like it. If you're Hispanic and you came to this country from another country and you came here legally, they're going to expect you to like it. If you're black, they're going to expect you to join in. Just watch some of the crazy things that Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters said from 2019 to 2020. They wanted everybody to join in. If you see Trump's people over here at the gas station, go harass them. If you see them at their business, go harass them. If you see them on their way to their house, go follow them. Go tell them that you don't belong here and that you don't like them. That's your politicians. I believe that's who's within that area too. Why do you accept what is happening in San Francisco? It must have been 12 years ago was the last time I had to drive through San Francisco, which is such a frustrating place because it's like everything is a left turn. Beautiful place, really neat. They didn't have the crime problem or the homeless problem to the extent that it is now whenever I was last there. Of course, I was just visiting because I was over at Travis Air Force Base, but it was pretty. You know, the bridge was cool. I really enjoyed it. But wow, San Francisco, look at you go! You're turning yourself into Gotham. Good job. There's your NCO. Good job. Just don't do anything about it. Don't vote. Don't go out onto the streets and protest about it. Don't remove the criminal homeless from your society. Allow it to continue to deteriorate. Allow your real estate to continue to deteriorate. And your well-being of life to continue to deteriorate. Just allow it. You know, at this rate, what we should do is we should just take everybody out of San Francisco and put all the criminals and all the crazy leftists who love all this stuff in San Francisco and completely blockade the bridge and let them enjoy their life. Because I'm sure it'll be peaceful. I'm sure it'll be that dystopian, peaceful utopia that they've always dreamed of. And they can walk around with a dustpan and a broom cleaning up after the homeless after they defecated on every other square of the street. Millions of used needles all over that city. Just like Portland. Hundreds of thousands of used needles cleaned up monthly from the homeless population. You know, we're not talking about the same homeless population anymore that I think people try to portray on TV. We're talking about an aggressive criminal element of a homeless population that has gotten so big and has so much, strangely, so much support from one certain political party that they're damn near a huge gang of transient people like Bedouins out in the desert. And no offense to the Bedouins. But I've seen these people, and I know if you're in that area, you have seen how these people work. They will walk down the street. They're screaming and shouting to themselves because they're probably some sort of demonically possessed or they're tripping on all kinds of drugs. I've seen them stripped down naked, and I thought I was going through a scene of The Walking Dead. Last time I was in Portland, it was me and my partner. We were coming from the hotel and coming into Portland because it was our time for duty that day. And I was one of the supervisors, so I'm getting on the radio letting everybody know, hey, there's a crazy homeless lady who's naked in the middle of the road attacking cars. And it was one of the most disturbing things I have ever seen and disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. And that is a daily occurrence. Daily occurrence. People really don't even get disturbed by that anymore. It's like they're trying to drive around a deer that's stuck in the middle of the road. Ah, oh, damn, there's a deer in the road. Oh, man, there's a crazy naked lady attacking cars in the middle of the road. Honk, honk, get out of the way. Nobody is surprised by this anymore. And California is just as bad. Seattle is just as bad. New York is just as bad. What are we going to do about it? You know, people cry that law enforcement is the problem for a lot of these things, but they also think that law enforcement is the solution to a lot of these things. No. Law enforcement is the solution to what happened in San Francisco at this Nordstrom that was ransacked by 80 looters. But because law enforcement within California is desensitizing, God, I remember that training. When I had to go through that training, we were taught how to desensitize before you grab a subject. It's the most ridiculous stuff I've ever seen in my life. I don't understand why it's tolerated. I don't understand why the police unions are not speaking out more against this. You're going to get people hurt. You're going to get innocent people killed because you're not doing your job. Once again, law enforcement is listening to the wills of politicians who work for the city and who work for the county and who work for the state, and they're not doing their job. Hey, law enforcement, do the politicians tell you what to do, or does law tell you what to do? If one of these so-called politicians broke the law in front of you, what would you do? Because they seem to be your masters. They seem to tell you to ignore the safety of the public. Do you come and rescue them when they need you? One of these days, law enforcement is going to have an ethical, moral decision, and it's going to be a line in the sand, and they're either going to refuse to step across it and join the rest of us on the other side who enforced law, who enforced the Constitution and defended it, might I say vigorously, or are you going to be shackled to the Democrats and to the leftists? They're a sinking boat, man, and you're going to go down with them. You're going to go down with them. Your career is going to go down with them. Do not forget the oath that you made. You did not make an oath to a political party, not the right, not the left. You made an oath to we the people and to the Constitution. I still keep my oath. And it's time that all you cops out there who continue to allow crime in your presence, it's time you remember your oath or turn in the badge. Home Depot always needs people stacking in the middle of the night. There's always a McDonald's waiting for a new fry cook. There's always a construction worker that's needed. Law enforcement is a very peculiar animal in this country. We need our law enforcement. I am 100% support of law enforcement. And I will argue till I'm blue in the face why we need law enforcement. But we do need a change in law enforcement. We do. We do need a revamped look at law enforcement. And it's going to blow your mind. It's called enforcing the law. It's this new way of thinking I recently created. Enforce the damn laws on the book. If we enforce the laws on the book, we wouldn't have the immigration problem. If we enforce the laws on the books, we wouldn't have the prostitution and the pimp problem. We wouldn't have so much of the drug problem. Now, we would need bigger prisons, apparently, because we have an epidemic of crime in this country. But that's because there was not enough law enforcement and there was too many politicians and attorneys who were willing to bat an eye and excuse crime. Or support it. Or be supporters of the crime. Like all of our politicians who supported 2020's BLM riot, or who supported Antifa and helped them not to face any criminal charges. Maybe 5 or 6 got criminal charges. But none of them sat in an isolation cell for 3 to 4 months because they trespassed on the Capitol building. No, we were arresting people who were legitimately throwing hard objects like concrete the size of a damn softball at us and striking us with it, having handcuffs put on them after we chased them down, and released that night or the next day, and no charges being brought to them. And if they were, it was several months later because the prosecutors are just so busy releasing people. So consider that, America. Are we going to see another one of these in San Francisco with one of these brazen attacks? I mean, you know, it's just becoming something that is, I don't know, it's something we're seeing every day now, where crime is going unchecked. And we're going to have a problem when we have people that think that they can commit any crime they want and get away with it. And then when you have crowds of people and mobs of people who can get away with almost any crime that they're committing, when does it stop? When do we stop this madness? Because what happens when they start burning down schools, burning down churches, burning down libraries? What happens when they start burning down people's homes that are politically elected, or people that are running for office and they don't agree with it? In some states and in some cities, you are on your own. You are on your own. Law enforcement apparently is not there for you. Now, once again, I can brag that in the great state of Texas, law enforcement will gladly come and kick your ass if you come out and you try to do anything beyond your First Amendment right. However, comma, how long will that last? How long will it be until we eventually get some sort of rhino Republican or extremist Democrat in who decides to ruin all of that? And will law enforcement listen? I don't know. I don't understand it. We elect people into office and they think they become a field grade general all of a sudden, and they can command away and write away every law that was on a book that makes sense, or that, you know, they can write new laws that are actually a hindrance to the people or something that is unconstitutional, and they can just get away with it. I know the old saying is vote with your feet, but I would like for you to vote with your brain. I know that's a really tall order for some people. Do your research before you just go and vote. Support the little guy that no one else is looking at. Run for an office yourself. Look at the truck driver in New Jersey. Thank God for men like him who are willing to take one on the chin and keep fighting. And now he won that Republican office. We need more red-blooded Americans, more blue-collared Americans who actually work for a living to run for office. We don't need doctors and lawyers. We don't need the rich kids or the billionaires and millionaires who think they know what's best for this country, when many of them, and not all of them, but many of them, are so separated from this society that they literally think of themselves as a lord of the manor and we are the serfs. Rules for thee, but not for me. That should have been the saying for 2020. It's those type of people that started your mask mandate. It's those type of people who also broke that same mask mandate, who ruined businesses and lives, had people arrested for not wearing a damn mask. like the mask did anything. Give me a break. If masks were that serious, if we had an epidemic, a viral biological epidemic that was so severe that you had to wear a respiratory mask, a respirator, in order to go outside, then the President of the United States would have been taken underground and he would not come out unless he was in a gas mask and a full CBRN suit. So don't give me any of that. I don't buy into that. And even when they tried having us in federal law enforcement enforce the mask mandates on federal buildings, you know what we said? No, we're not the mask police. I'm not doing that. Now, you have to follow 41 CFR building rules and regulations. So if they say, you know, at the SSA or the IRS or the courts, hey, you can't come in without a mask, well, then don't go in. But I'm certainly not fixing to go and write a ticket or throw irons on somebody because they refuse to wear a mask. It's America, for Christ's sake. Even in states where there wasn't a mask mandate, the federal government had a mask mandate. Thanks, Joe. Listen, we need more common sense in this country. We really do. We need more people with more than just gelatin between their ears. We need people who are smart, intelligent, and who know what they're talking about, and who are not corrupted by the political system or by whatever corporate company that's out there buying them off. We need people running for office who care about this country, because if we had more people like that, you'd see less of these burglary attempts in California. We'd see less of this migrant wave hitting our southern border. There wouldn't be a Kenosha if we had more people like-minded who were constitutionalists and who allowed law enforcement to use the power that's given to them by the public, but also kept them in check and made them use that power, not abuse that power. We have politicians that abuse their office all the time. All the time. Hillary Clinton is one of the most famous ones at it. I don't know. This country is going to be it's going to be in a world of hurt if we continue to go the path that we're going. But this is just my summarization of this. It's just my opinion of this. I don't think we're going to be able to right ourselves. I think that we are going down a path that is destined for us to go down at this rate, and we are all just going to have to prepare for it. You need to be preparing yourselves for the path that we're going. They're intentionally trying to destroy the currency of this country. So have some form of currency on you besides just American cash. Not saying not have American cash. Have gold and silver. Have crypto. Because they will come after crypto. And they will ruin crypto. Have food. Have water. Have the ability and means to protect yourself. And since we touched on that, please stand by for the next word from our sponsor.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And we're back. Thank you for joining us on American Vindicta. So we're going to get back to something that we were talking about earlier with this incident in Waukesha, Wisconsin. This individual who struck 40 people with his vehicle did it deliberately. He did it maliciously. And he intended on killing people because you don't speed up into a crowd of people if you're trying to escape a scene and then continue to run them over to the point that you're deliberately chasing people with your car and mowing them down. And now the left is trying to say, well, he was just trying to flee another crime scene. More excuses for criminals. That's what the left is going to give you. Excuses for crime. The insanity of the left. And here's another thing that's insane. He hates cops. This same guy, this Daryl whatever, I don't even want to give credit to his name anymore. He's a cop hater. He is a racist. He openly admits how he does not like white people. Once again, buying into this racial bigotry that the left loves to just show everybody. You know what sucks even more? Is that the community is not going to recover from this for a long time. And we don't hear very much about that. And I deeply pray for the people that were affected by this and for those who lost any loved ones. This should have never happened. This is a failure once again in our justice system. This man should not have been released. We need to start treating criminals like criminals. I don't know. Maybe you should have a new look at the police chief that's there too for Waukesha. Last year, he helped in a protest to lead his officers to support BLM by kneeling with them. Do you understand what BLM is? BLM is a Marxist movement. The women who created it admitted it was a Marxist movement. Mark wants to overthrow anything that has to do with capitalism or Western society at this point. And he said that you should use race, political ideology, and religion, and sex, and war, and anything available to destroy Western capitalism. And when law enforcement gets out there and kneels with people who prop up criminals who have killed law enforcement in the line of duty by assassination or by execution, like Shakita Shakur, who fled the country and went to Cuba, she decapitated a man. That is one of their heroes. And you led your officers to kneel for them. Should resign in disgrace. You should resign in disgrace. Who do you hold your oath to? The black community or to we the people of the United States? Because I didn't hold an oath to the white community. I could care less. My oath was to the country that gave us everything. And you take that away and you spit on that when you align with racial identity politics. That's not what this country was meant to be. That's not what Jesus wanted us to be like. It is not Christian-like to be like that. Yeah, I can just see Jesus standing around a big group of people. Everyone, come here. I'm about to give you another word. Except for all you Greeks over there. We don't allow Greeks. It's preposterous. Any law enforcement officer that goes out to a domestic, violent, extremist group who promotes torture and agony and destabilization to our country and to other groups of people, you should turn your badge in. Oh, hey, let's hit on this real quick. Stop Asian hate. Looking through this objectively, through my law enforcement lenses, all these crimes against Asians have been committed by black people. So where's the Stop Asian Hate at? How about it's stop being a criminal? And thank God for the communities of fathers in the black community who are going out there and boldly, like lions, challenging these thugs. Because they want the world and the United States to think that black people are unhinged and criminalistic. And I know that for a fact not to be true. And I served with good men and women in the Marine Corps, at the Sheriff's Department, working in prisons, and working for the Department of Homeland Security that were a few shades darker than me. And they were great men and women. Still are. So don't give me any of this racial BS. Don't buy into that lie. That's the only card they have left, is to divide you racially. Because Americans are waking up. Americans are waking up to the criminal left, to the extremist left, to the communist left, to the satanic left. Americans are waking up and opening their eyes and pulling the scales from their eyes and the blocks from their ears, and they're being fed the truth of what is going on. You can't hide it. You can't hide the crime that's out there. But when these people try to give excuses for the crime, there's your enemy. There is your real enemy. They're the people who are coming out and they're taking down the pillars of this country, and they're going to come after it one constitutional right at a time. Their end goal is to get rid of the Bill of Rights. Their end goal is to destroy the Constitution. They can have no competition. Communism cannot allow competition. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have the beginnings of a civil war on our hands. We really do. When you deliberate about this with your friends and family over Thanksgiving, try to keep it civil. But stand your ground. Do not back down to these leftists, because all they can say is you're racist. And that's coming from cowards. So take that with heart. These people, they know not what they do. They know not what they do. These people who want communism in this country. These people who want to subvert our laws, destroy our Constitution, destroy our Bill of Rights. You have not been in a country, obviously, that has the freedoms that we have. Just look at our neighbors, north and south. Look at how beautiful and majestic socialism Canada is. And Canada really is beautiful. If it wasn't such a... I can't say that. If it wasn't such a crappy country, politically, I would go there. But being that I refuse to wear a mask or take a shot, I can't go there. Hey, just go south to Mexico. If you love crime, go south. Cartels will take you in anytime. They'll welcome you. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in the greatest country in the world. We need to fight like hell to keep it. And we need to fight like hell to turn us back into the greatest country in the world while God is still on our side. Because when God removes his hand of protection from this country, none of us know what that's going to look like. But we can all read it. Revelation tells us. It's going to be bad. You've never seen a movie, and you've never read a story that will be able to compare to the horrific reality of what Revelation will be like in this country. The tribulations this country will go through. The judgment of the lion is not something I want on my soul. It's not something I want on my country. Christians continue to pray. Americans continue to prep. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Stand fast and endure. This is American Vindicta, signing out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.